as WikiLeaks continues to release fresh batches of emails from Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman. The whistleblowing group's editor, Julian Assange, has been dubbed a Russian spy. However, he claims Clinton's campaign has in fact tried to hack into the servers of WikiLeaks. RT correspondent Anastasia Cherkina reports.
What's the only story juicier than making out Russia as the worst of all evils? That's right, throwing in the world's most famous whistleblowing website into the mix. And no one had to wait too long to get that story going far and wide in the media. Assange and Russia sleeping in the same bed.
It's frankly absurd that just because WikiLeaks has shone a light on mainly US government deceptions and abuses, that he's therefore somehow in the arms of Russia.
The two poster boys of evil walking hand in hand to destroy the US. What a perfect narrative. Let's break down the most popular arguments used so far. Number one, WikiLeaks' latest batch of emails are anti-Clinton. Add on the not too heavily backed up view that Hillary's candidacy is somehow less preferred in Moscow than all the amazing things Trump has to offer plays so well into this narrative. Number two, Assange had his own show on RT while under house arrest in the UK.
I'm Julian Assange.
Roger, I'll get you in constraints.
Editor of WikiLeaks. We've exposed the world's secrets.
These documents belong to the United States government.
Been attacked by the powerful.
Of course, this could only mean that he's a Russian spy and has nothing to do with the fact that RT was the only international news channel prepared to give a platform to alternative opinions and facts that the more mainstream outlets have no interest in listening to.
That is absurd, it's offensive, and it's untrue. He is simply trying to expose what governments, Western governments, are doing in our name, which the public have a right to know. That doesn't make him anybody's spy or anybody's cat's paw.
Number three, one of the latest arguments, but just as entertaining. RT's fast move on the latest Podesta emails before WikiLeaks even tweeted about them, sparking accusations of collusion with a whistleblowing organization.
There is growing evidence that Russia is using WikiLeaks as a delivery vehicle for hacked emails.
Despite the documents already being public when reported on by RT, accusations quickly flew around that Russia and WikiLeaks were in on it together.